Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. We have our old friend Rob Thomas with the New Mexico Dream Center in studio with us today. Heavy subject again, Rob.
Yeah.
Your ministry's dealing with some tough stuff, domestic minor sex trafficking. If you're a parent and you have a young person close to this microphone or close to the speaker or listening to the radio show today, you might use some discretion, and we'll be talking about some difficult subjects. So we appreciate you joining us, Rob. Again, your third time here in the studio, and I never would have imagined before meeting you some 2 or 3 months ago that we had a problem with sex trafficking in Albuquerque, but we really do. Why don't you start by talking to us about the homeless problem in general and how many of these folks are minors?
Absolutely. And you know, let me just say that this is a dark subject. It's hard to talk about. It's hard for us to hear about. But, you know, one of the greatest things for us is that light never overcomes darkness. Mm. It can't. So we get to be light in some very dark places. And one of the things that I've learned is that light always shines brightest in the darkest places.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing that, and we get to do that. And, you know, it's a privilege to be able to do those things, as hard as it is sometimes. Mm. You know, we've got a city that we love. I know we've talked about that. It's an amazing city. It has a lot to offer. Mm. There are dark parts of this city, but we can do something about it. And homelessness is one of those things that has become a buzzword in this community. It's something that in this city we see everywhere. Mm. It's pervasive. It's growing. And we see that as a problem. But what we don't know is that there are between 5,000 and 6,000 at-risk homeless minors on our streets. These are the ones that we don't see. These are the ones that are hidden away, and we miss, and they fall through the cracks because they are really the throwaways in our community.
Mm.
So we have this issue that the majority of the average Albuquerquean does not know even exists.
Rob, what's a typical story for a young person, a 15-year-old? I mean, you've even told us about kids that are 8 years old that are put out onto the street and spend years. Give us one of those scenarios.
Yeah, we have a young guy that he's actually one of our success stories, but he was homeless from the time he was 8. You know, and an 8-year-old doesn't choose to be homeless.
Right.
It's not something that they, you know, the cute sitcom where the kid says, "I'm running away from home," and you know, it looks good. That wasn't his case. His case, his dad had a sudden massive heart attack and died. Mom didn't, you know, no one was expecting it. Mom lost it. I mean, mentally just had a breakdown and walked out of the house.
Wow.
And this 8-year-old was left to fend for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can say, well, where was CYFD? Where was the authorities? If we don't even know they exist, I mean, this kid ends up on the street, mm-hmm. and we don't find him until he's 19.
Mm.
So he's lived on the streets for 11 years. And when you live on the streets, it's survival of the fittest. It is, you know, we find them as drug addicts. They don't want to be drug addicts. They have no other way to numb the pain or to numb the cold of the winter night or to numb this or that or the memories and those kinds of things. And so he finds himself on the street at 19 years old. He has an 18-year-old girlfriend, and suddenly he has a 3-month-old baby.
Wow.
And they are living behind a dumpster off of Wyoming and Central. And that's where we found them.
Mm-hmm.
And over the course of 3 months, he went cold turkey on the drugs himself, his choice,
mm-hmm.
realized that he needed to do something to change his life. We began providing services, helping them. And in August of last year, he showed up and he goes, "You won't believe what we did today. We've been saving the money that we've got. And we put a down payment on an apartment today and we're moving in."
Yeah.
And life changed for them.
Nice. Rob Thomas with the New Mexico Dream Center, also a farmer's insurance agent here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, spending a lot of time giving money. And part of our program today is to try to mobilize people, not just to help you physically and to pray for you, but to also consider giving.
Yeah.
You take clothing and food and other types of items to help young people in these situations. So tell us a little bit about the New Mexico Dream Center and the resources you have available right now for people.
Yeah, so currently with the New Mexico Dream Center, our major program is the Harbor, which is a drop-in center for at-risk minor youth. So to kind of lay a little groundwork, some of the things we've talked about is that a minor on our streets cannot check themselves into a shelter without parental consent. Mm-hmm. So they can't go to Joy Junction. They can't go to Steel Bridge. They can't go to even Noonday. They can't go to any of the shelters unless a parent says, yes, you can go there. Mm-hmm. And if you're one of these kids that's been thrown out of the house, or you don't have parents or mom and dad or whatever the circumstance is, right? You don't have access to services. You don't have access to getting off the streets. Mm. So the workaround for us is a drop-in center. So we're not a shelter. We don't classify as a shelter, but they can come in and they can drop in and they can get a hot meal. They can get food to go. They can get stuff they can pack out on the streets. They can get hygiene. They can take a shower. They can wash their clothes. They can get new clothes. Mm. They can begin to feel and be treated human again, which is what we hear them say over, I feel like a person again. Mm. You know, they come in, they get a hot shower and a warm meal sitting around with people who genuinely love them. And they're watching Netflix and they're just hanging out. And, you know, if they happen to fall asleep on one of our couches or a beanbag chair, then, you know, so be it. They fell asleep watching a movie. Mm-hmm. And they're not out on the street sleeping.
And, Rob, the problem right now is that you're not able to keep the harbor open 24/7.
Exactly.
What are your hours right now?
Currently, we're open Friday evenings from 7 to 9, Saturdays from 3 to 7, and Sundays from 3 to 7.
So we're going to be back more with Rob Thomas and the New Mexico Dream Center talking about what he needs to actually help in terms of volunteers and staff and finances to help him keep the harbor open 24/7. A lot more to learn about domestic minor sex trafficking in our city. We'll be right back.
Change is inevitable, like the weather. Is your home's heating system ready? Remove dampener, check filter, inspect compartments. Wait, I might have to get up on the roof for all this? Inspect heat changer, shut down furnace, properly clean flame sensor. Wait, how do I do that again? Turn on gas valve and check for leaks. Wait, slow down. Gas leaks? Check pilot assembly tubes. Verify blower compartment door is closed. Ready or not, change is coming. When it does, call Bosque Heating and Cooling at 444-7200. That's 444-7200. We'd love to help.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. There is nothing like seeing an old classic car completely restored, except seeing an old classic car that's been kept like new by its owner since the day they bought it. Our lives are like that. Yes, God can restore us, and He does, but He also maintains those who belong to Him. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we will maintain your vehicle and restore your vehicle after those unfortunate breakdowns. We are ASC Master Certified and AAA Approved, and free towing with repairs. Just call for details. We are located in Rio Rancho at 2300 Southern Boulevard, on the corner of Southern Boulevard and Western Hills, across the street from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And for maintaining your life and soul, or if you need to be completely restored to new, Jesus is the master of all, and He is only a breath away. Please call out to Him.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Rob Thomas with the New Mexico Dream Center in studio with us this afternoon. Rob, you're alluding to the fact that out of roughly 10,000 homeless people that may live in Albuquerque at this time, maybe as many as half of them are youth, underage people that cannot actually legally check themselves into a shelter and are therefore out on the street, literally on the street, trying to find and scrape and survive, and a lot of different things going on. I'm assuming that some of these folks are involved in school still, maybe going to school. So through the school feeding program, and of course, Holly Slade with Feed New Mexico Kids is one of our regular guests, mm-hmm. and she's doing some great work to put together food packages and things for youth at night. Tell us how people get in touch with the New Mexico Dream Center. I mean, you've got a mission. We're going to find out later in the show. You know where cartels and other types of individuals are running sex trafficking rings in Albuquerque. You know where they are. You're working with law enforcement. You're training law enforcement. I mean, you have a gamut of things that you are doing actively, but you need some help to get that stuff done.
Absolutely. And let me just say, you know, I mean, we have an amazing team of volunteers, and our executive director, Shelley, they do an exorbitant amount of that work and really the heavy lifting. I mean, this, what we get to do here is shed light on a subject, but those are the people that are really in the trenches every day, day in, day out. And they are doing things that, the average person, the average believer doesn't even, like we said, they don't know exists. They don't even know what to do. And, you know, we can always use more reinforcements. There are ways to get involved, and you can go to our website, nmdreamcenter.org, and there's actually a tab that says volunteer, and you can check on that, fill out your information, and Jasmine or one of our team will get a hold of you and get you into our training process, because this isn't something where you just show up and say, hey, I'd like to help. It's a little bit different from that standpoint, in that you're dealing with people that have got significant trauma. Mm. You know, mental issues and things like that, that are on varying degrees of drug addiction or things like that. And so you've got to understand what you're getting involved with and how you can help. But that doesn't mean that that's not said to terrify you or be afraid. Look, if we all just act afraid, we'll never do anything.
Sure.
We just have to step out and understand it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be different than we thought, but it'll be the most rewarding thing you've ever done, because you are working with people who just absolutely have zero hope.
Mm.
And, you know, our core founding mission is to restore the dreams of the hopeless, the helpless, the hurting, and the broken. Mm. I am a firm believer that scripture says that God has given us gifts and callings that are irrevocable, each of us.
Mm-hmm.
Even that homeless person standing there panhandling has a God dream that was birthed inside of him, but they're not, or her, and they're not living it out.
Mm.
And our job as believers, as the church, is to restore those dreams, bring it back to light, and let God do what he does best in them.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never comprehended it.
Yep.
And you are being the light and that instrument that God needs. So we want to encourage people to go to nmdreamcenter.org. They can find out ways they can volunteer, mm-hmm. how they can give. You take food, you take clothing, all kinds of different things.
Sleeping bags and tents would be awesome right now, just saying.
Okay. Yeah, going into the winter months. Mm-hmm. So you got a whole new dynamic happening. And we're enjoying this beautiful weather, but as most of us know, it turns cold pretty quickly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, we know the city has a policy of not letting tent cities, you know, build up, and we're not trying to be anti-city, but at the same time, we have to have a human component to what we're doing. And if I can't get them off the streets, I've got to give them the next best thing. Mm. So sleeping bags and tents are a big thing. Coats, jackets, shoes, mm-hmm. and even more so men's shoes.
Mm.
Men's shoes are something that we need a lot of.
Okay.
And, you know, they come in and they've got duct tape wrapped around their shoes and their toes are hanging out. And, you know, we've seen them with, you know, pretty severe infections from time to time. And we're just trying to mitigate some of those problems with them. So men's shoes are a great resource for us that we need.
Now, I'm thinking, Rob, that a lot of people are going to bring things that are pretty roughly worn.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this a little bit for the young people that you have. A lot of these young people, they want to feel good about themselves.
Right.
So they don't want – it's not that they don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just difficult for them to take an outfit that was outdated in 1970 and wear that now and go to school if they're involved in your program and they just don't feel right.
Yeah.
So I really want to encourage people. I mean, if you can – go down and grab a little outfit and take it down to the New Mexico Dream Center. You know, it could be in the summer months, a nice t-shirt and some shorts, or in the winter, maybe a long sleeve shirt, maybe kind of a contemporary jacket. The Walmart, Targets, all those people, folks have great deals. Even secondhand stores have really nice things.
You can, and you can find that. You know, I just want to remind people that, you know, scripture says, if you've done it to the least of these, right, you've done it unto me. So while we appreciate every donation, Every donation that comes in can't be used necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a team that has to sort through that because, you know, I appreciate that your grandma's sweater was donated, but a 16-year-old doesn't want to wear grandma's sweater.
Right.
There you go. It's just the reality of it.
Sure.
And if we're trying to bring dignity back to them, then let's do it the right way.
Yeah. And you know, I know that that's true when people go grocery shopping.
Yeah.
Tell us some of the foods that you need for your share.
Yeah. So we really need things that can be carried and easily open out. Side. So, pop top anything.
Okay.
So if it requires a can opener, we can't use it because the majority of them don't have can openers. I'm going to tell you now, granola bars seem like a great thing. The kids won't take them. Mm. And the reason why is that the majority of them haven't been to a dentist in 15 years. Mm. Their teeth are hurting them and they bite into it. It either breaks them or pulls them out and they avoid them.
Gotcha.
So we get donations of granola bars all the time, and we turn around and have to give them away because they just will not be used. And so these are practical things that I think we don't think about often, mm-hmm. but it's the reality. I mean, we appreciate the donations, and we're always thankful for it, but we have to turn around and determine, does this fit what we're doing?
Sure. Well, and I don't want people to misunderstand. There are different kinds of protein bars and things
yes.
that don't have big, crunchy nuts and stuff in them.
Yep.
They're a little softer, maybe not sticky chewy, but
exactly.
soft enough that somebody would like that,
yep.
and it'd be fairly nutritious.
Yep.
And, you know, I think about Jennifer Bryant, our nourished nutrition counselor, who is talking about nutrition all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we can't make an ideal diet out of, you know,
right.
containers that can open in any situation. But hate to see people bringing in bags of Cheetos and stuff like that because I'm not sure that's that healthy for them either.
Well, and I think part of it is recognizing that we are a frontline first resource, right? Mm. So once we get them into a system,
mm-hmm.
then the more nutritional things make a lot of sense.
Mm.
But in what we're doing, they're not at that place where nutrition's even an issue for them, where they're not thinking about that. They're thinking, how do I just not be hungry?
Well, I'm thinking about you go to Costco and you can buy these really cool tuna fish packets.
Right.
That can just
exactly.
open up. I mean, that's tremendously nutritious
yep. exactly.
and really delicious, I think. I mean, I use those all the time. Great protein source. And people, I think proteins are probably the hardest food to
yeah.
acquire.
Yeah.
And so Rob Thomas with the New Mexico Dream Center in studio with me this afternoon. We thank you for joining us. We're going to be back for two or three more segments with Rob. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Absolutely.
Duke City Ready Mix is all about quality on every load and delivering that quality when we say we will, equating it to the best service in the valley. Our goal is to enhance our communities with self-sustaining families through employment at Duke City and giving back to the communities who have given so much to us. Duke City Ready Mix. Quality, service, community. The premier concrete, sand, and gravel company in the valley. Contact us at 877-5777 or at QualityMattersHere.com. Here's Joy Junction CEO, Alma Reynolds.
Joy Junction has been serving homeless men, women, and children for 33 years now. And it's a dream come true for our late founder, Jeremy Reynolds, to have our new additional rooms and a separate space for single men and single women. But we need your help. Your generous donation means hope to somebody, and we are here to be that hope.
For more information, go to joyjunction.org. Be that hope. Go to joyjunction.org. Do you have an old clunker sitting there collecting dust, rust, and weeds? Donate it to Joy Junction. We would be glad to take it off your hands. Doesn't matter what condition, running not required. We'll take it. Just contact us. We'll take care of the rest, even towing. Just call 505-217-9586. Your vehicle donation will help us provide housing for Albuquerque's homeless families. Joy Junction, bringing hope to the homeless. Won't you help?
Relationships are one of God's most precious gifts to us. Hi, I'm Bob Lapine. Each day on Family Life Today with Dennis Rainey, we look at what Jesus described as the two most important commandments, loving God and loving each other, especially in our family relationships. Join us each weekday on KNKT-FM for Family Life Today to develop godly marriages and families that change the world one home at a time.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are talking about the heavy topic of minor domestic sex trafficking in Albuquerque, something that's even hard for me to say, Rob. Rob Thomas with the New Mexico Dream Center in studio with me, and we're trying to make people aware that there are young people just facing devastating type consequences and daily threats to their very existence because they're being trafficked and they're being taken advantage of because they can't check into a lot of the available shelters. So, Rob, take us through the scenario of the contributing factors that lead somebody to this point in their life.
Yeah, well, I think that the number one contributing factor is obvious. It's homelessness, right? Mm. And that takes various forms. We see at-risk minors who are homeless with their families. Maybe they're living in a car. Maybe they're living in a motel. At any rate, they're homeless, all the way to kids that have been addicted to drugs, who've been kicked out, put on the streets, or, you know, mom and dad have just flat out disappeared, to the most egregious of offenses where mom and dad are actually trafficking the kids themselves, we've seen in the news, right?
Yeah, there's actually a story like that here just last week about that.
Exactly. So I mean, it kind of runs the gamut, but I think the underlying theme of it all is the homeless issue that we have. And that's where it starts, because a homeless minor on the streets of Albuquerque will be approached by a trafficker within 48 hours of being homeless on the streets. Mm. And once they are engaged in that, it can be years, if ever. I think globally, statistically, less than 1% of all human trafficking victims ever escape.
Wow.
So, you know, if we put that's a macro view. And if we break it down to the microcosm of Albuquerque, that's just still too many that don't ever get out.
Yes.
And so, and if we then boil it down to kids and minors who've been forgotten about that we don't even know exist, you see, there are a lot of programs for adults who are in human trafficking who've come out. It's easy to get them into the programs as long as they, you know, walk through it. But a minor, different story. And so homelessness becomes that initial, issue. Then the traffickers oftentimes will addict them to drugs, heroin, meth, combination of both. They strip them of their identities completely so that they become 100% dependent upon that pimp, or their trafficker to get anything they need. And, the problem in our state is that we are ill-equipped as a state to deal with the level that it is. I don't know if you know, there was a motel on Central that was raided just a couple weeks back, and we got the call from the authorities about 10 minutes before they raided it that they were going to be hitting this motel middle of the day. It wasn't even late at night. It was a middle of the day thing. They removed over 30 human trafficking victims out of that motel, and nearly 60 kids who were living there with their parents in that situation. Mm. And there were no beds. There weren't really resources for it. The authorities weren't ready for it. And within 10 days, 90% of them were back out doing the exact same thing they were doing before.
And it's just a struggle to survive.
Yeah.
And we have to figure out some way to mobilize some resources to take care of these young folks.
Yeah.
Now, Rob, I've talked, our good friend for many years, Jeremy Reynolds, passed away.
Right.
The founder of Joy Junction, and his wife, Alma, now runs that fine facility. And they're doing a lot of great work. I know Steel Bridge has expanded their ministry. But again, you mentioned that minors have to get parental permission in order to go into a shelter.
Correct.
So tell me what the process is when you find some young person, they come and check in with you. What does it take for them to get registered into the system and start receiving services?
Yeah, so our team is there during the week doing case management. And so we have open hours where they can come. And of course, while they're at the center, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're talking to them about, hey, come to case management this week. And if they come, we can begin to get them into the system the right way. Mm-hmm. See, the majority of them are afraid of CYFD. They're afraid of the authorities. They have you know, things that maybe they, you know, warrants and things like that. And so they don't want to do it, but we can help them navigate those things. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it starts with getting them an ID, getting them a birth certificate, all those kinds of things. And once they enter into, case management with us, the rules change. And now we can actually help them access a place to live. We can get them health care. We can get them, jobs in some cases. We can get them the things that they need in that system, because the rules around it change when they enter case management. Mm-hmm. And so, that's why we encourage it. But what we've learned is anything forced doesn't stick. Mm-hmm. But when they make that choice, it sticks. And so when they come on their own, they make that choice. It can feel like a slower process where you're dealing with someone for a year, same thing over and over. And then suddenly they come to case management and life begins to change for them.
Rob, it's hard for me to believe that a person would maybe have committed a crime or something as a child, mm-hmm. and be so afraid of the consequences, getting involved with resources that are provided by the city or the government. They're so afraid of the consequences of what they did that they perceive that as being worse than their circumstance on the street.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah. It is. And that's why they need our help navigating it, so that they understand here's what's going to happen. I mean, the biggest thing that you and I face ever in our life is fear, mm. right? And fear always becomes a bigger giant than we make him out to be, way bigger than he is. Mm-hmm. And so we will not do things, or we will behave in certain ways based on a fear that may or may not exist. Mm. And that is no different with someone who lives on the street. The problem is that their fears are often compounded by the other things that they are either addicted to or struggling with or bound up in.
And they absolutely have to understand that God loves them, mm-hmm. and that there is a path out. And that's what the New Mexico Dream Center is trying to provide and help them to understand. But it's a long road. So people that work with you, they really have to have a lot of energy. They have to be long-suffering. This is not something that just changes from one day to the next.
Yeah. Well, they didn't get there overnight, so they're not going to get out of overnight. Now, I'll give that a little caveat. I believe God can do anything at any time with anyone he wants, at, you know, for any reason. But he has chosen you and I as the hands and feet. Mm-hmm. And because we are the hands and feet, oftentimes it's more so about walking the process with them than it is just this miraculous intervention that God did. We are the intervention. We are the miracle that they've been praying for, and oftentimes they don't see it until they get down that road in that process.
So the Harbor Drop-In Center right now, it's not a shelter, but it's a place where they can come and they can get food, they can shower, they get some hygiene, they get some clothes, maybe a backpack to carry some stuff in, and you're really trying to restore, just their self-image and all the things that how they see themselves in the world.
Absolutely. And understanding they're coming in with no judgments on our side. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are who they are for whatever reason. They all have a story. Every person standing on the corner has a story. I don't know if you saw the news, a couple days ago, there was a homeless woman in LA and someone caught her on video singing opera. And it is amazing. You look it up. I don't remember her name. Mm-hmm. This morning, the follow-up news report is a music producer gave her a contract.
Wow.
And life is changing for her that one moment, right? But she has a story.
Sure.
And someone saw that story. And she has a gift that someone recognized. It was no different with our kids that we're seeing here. They have a story. They have a gift. But we have to be willing to walk through whatever it is that they have, whatever issues they have, regardless of that, and love them where they're at, instead of trying to make them conform to something that they're not ready for.
We have a lot more to cover with Rob Thomas this afternoon. He is with the New Mexico Dream Center, a local farmer's insurance agent, spending a lot of time and his resources. So we're going to appeal to everybody to jump on board with Rob and try to help him out with all this. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Meet Miguel. He has investments through Principal.
Hi there.
Miguel finally had the opportunity to buy his dream car in retirement. But life changed when his 16-year-old granddaughter moved in.
We're happy to have her.
With the help of his advisor, Miguel reworked his financial plan, and now that dream car looks a little different.
We just want it to be safe for her to drive.
We can help you plan for that. Principal. Investments. Retirement. Insurance.
Principal Life and Principal Life Insurance Company is Principal Global Investors, Principal Securities, Inc. Member SIPC. Member companies are Principal Des Moines, Iowa.
This is Jim Williams, host of ABQ Connect 2.0, heard each weekday from 1 to 2 p.m. on KNKT. I am a lifelong Albuquerque resident. I attended UNM and I played 4 years on the Lobo basketball team. I spent 15 years broadcasting UNM basketball, and I'm involved in church and community service in our city. I would like to put our KNKT audience together with your business or service. Email me now at advertise@knkt.com. That's advertise@knkt.com.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we're all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
We're going to get your to-do list out of your head. In fact, this is all over Allen's book, Getting Things Done, and he talks about this. He talks about creating a consistent system to record everything that you need to do. And this is just me telling you, doesn't matter how you track your to-do list, I would suggest that you do it the same way. It could be on a notepad, on your phone. It could be on Evernote. It could be OneNote. It could be Apple Notes. You could write on your hand as long as you have a big hand and don't wash it, okay? Write everything down. What you're doing is you're clearing your mind. And this is important. By recording it, you're actually giving yourself permission not to think about it until it's time to do it. You're taking it out of your mind. It's recorded. This is recorded to do later, but it doesn't need to take up mental space right now.
That was Craig Groeschel on a KNKT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
At the gifted hands of our producer, Andrew Banks, we are back on the air. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Rob Thomas in studio with us with the New Mexico Dream Center. Rob, we're talking about the New Mexico Dream Center and their resources. Harbor is your drop-in center. Right. Tell us one more time about Harbor, where it's located, when it's open, and then tell us what you need to start keeping it open.
Sure.
7 days a week.
Sure. So the Harbor is located at 126 General Chenault, which is right where Zuni ties back into Central, just not too far between Eubank and Wyoming there.
Okay.
And we sit just about a half a block off there. We're open Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, essentially, till 7 o'clock at night, Friday night till 9 o'clock. We have case management during the week, a few days. What we really need is, you know, there are a lot of organizations out there that need money. We're no different. We need the resources so that we can open and really be open during those overnight hours. The ultimate goal is that we would open doors at 3 o'clock on Saturday and we wouldn't close them again until 7 o'clock the next morning.
Mm.
And, you know, that way they can be in a safe place. Again, it's not a shelter because we don't have beds.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if they fall asleep on the couch or in the recliner or on the futon or beanbag, we can do that.
Sure.
You know, beyond that, beyond the financial resource, you know, the clothing, coats, jackets, those kinds of things are always needed. Food items that can be carried out. Those are all the things that are important to us, as an organization. And obviously prayer. We need the prayers. I mean, mm-hmm. we go into some pretty deep, dark places. Beyond that, then we move into, we've also got Spoken For, which is our adult care for human trafficking victims. And then we have an international version that we call Casa Aliento, which is, you know, Spanish version of Spoken For that's dealing with adults that are coming out of human trafficking as well. And, you know, we run that gamut. And I can tell you, Jim, that it's odd for me to be here talking with you about these issues as a man, you know, but it is an issue in our community. It is something that is real and present there. But we need more men. We need more people involved with this. I didn't set out to become a human trafficking ministry. It wasn't in our agenda.
Mm-hmm.
But when you find a need, God calls us to fill a need, right?
Yes.
And so we've been working with various other organizations, Steel Bridge, Joy Junction, because we're trying to make sure that we're not duplicating services. So if they're good at something, we want them to be good at it. And not because we need to stay in our lane, they need to stay in theirs, but we're all competing for dollars sometimes on the donor side. So let's maximize it. Let's make sure we are all doing what we do best.
Well, Rob, we've all heard about sex trafficking around the United States, but I think it started to get more relevant to people when they started hearing about Jeffrey Epstein.
Right.
Jeffrey Epstein was a 66-year-old wealthy business person accused of human sex trafficking between 2002 and 2005. He committed suicide, apparently, in his jail cell. And the shocking part about it is he had a property here a little bit north of Moriarty near Stanley, New Mexico, called the Zorro Ranch. And CBS News has not only implicated Epstein, but former governor of the state of New Mexico, people that serve in the federal government are right. people that were visiting this ranch and actually are accused of and identified as having a sexual relationship with children that were kept on this ranch. That is shocking to me. These are well-known business people, very wealthy folks that are involved in this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine, number one, being a person that would take advantage of a child, but this is becoming more and more prevalent.
Well, and I think it's coming to the forefront. So it's always been, but now it's being exposed.
Mm.
We're at a season where it's coming to light, right? And that's becoming the real issue. The good news for us is that it is coming to light. Mm. And as it comes to light, people are becoming not just educated and aware, they want something done about it. And that helps us because we're doing something. You know, not everything is doom and gloom in what we do. We are seeing successes. We've, you know, the fact that a small organization like ours, and we are relatively small, we are the second most accessed resource in the state of New Mexico for human trafficking across the board.
Mm-hmm.
So BCSO, APD, the authorities contact us. When there's issues and we help that. But we've had nearly 200 unique individuals come through our doors in less than 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge victory because they're learning that we are a resource to them.
Mm.
We've had, I think it's over, 15 people rescued out of human trafficking since we've started. Now this isn't people that we just pulled out, but now have success stories themselves where they are in counseling and therapies and getting a semblance of what normal life is actually like.
Mm-hmm.
They are being reunited with families. They are being pulled out of drugs and I mean, so there's countless stories to go with the tens of thousands of meals that we've given and the tens of thousands of sleeping bags and things that have resourced these kids. You can go out on the streets and we're now known. Oh, you're with the Harbor. Yeah, that's a great place. And and the older homeless refer kids to us, which is unique.
Sure.
You know, they will seek us out. And we've had older homeless bring minors to our door and say, I needed to get them here because they don't need to be on the street. And they bring them to us.
Nice.
So it's, you know, those are victories, Jim. And it's not all doom and gloom. It's slow and it's painstaking sometimes. But, hey, every kid that we change and turn and bring out of that darkness is a victory.
The New Mexico Dream Center Harbor Facility Drop-In Center is open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings. We need it to be open from, say, 3 in the afternoon till 7 a.m. in the morning so people can receive services all night, not be victimized at night on the streets. What kind of money is that going to take, Rob?
You know, we need probably $250,000 total. Okay. All in right now to facilitate.
And right now your budget's around $100,000.
Yep.
And so we need to raise another $150,000.
Yep.
And that's a pretty simple thing to do. Do you have right now enough donations coming in terms of food and clothing?
Food, yes. Clothing, those specific items we talked about earlier. Those
men's
are things.
Shoes.
Men's shoes, yep. We don't need hygiene items. We've got a whole room full of hygiene items. We're pretty good there.
Okay.
But, we do need things like coats, backpacks, sleeping bags, Those kinds of things coming up into the cold winter months, those are going to be important for us.
Yeah, and that is critical because it's going to start getting cold. I mean, all of us really enjoy this fall weather.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful and it feels really nice. But if you don't have clothes or you don't have a place to sleep, it gets pretty uncomfortable pretty quickly and a level of danger probably in another two or 3 weeks.
Well, even now, I mean, the temperatures are dropping at night now and we might be out for a few minutes at night, but they're out all night and it is getting colder.
Rob Thomas, New Mexico Dream Center, in studio with us this afternoon. We'll be back more with Rob right after these messages.
Jesus is called a lion and a lamb in the Bible. As the lamb, his blood was shed for our sins.
I believe that when you get to heaven, it's very possible that when you see Jesus, even in his glorified state, you're going to see marks of crucifixion on his body.
Ready? Ready. Skip Heitzig has good news for you.
You say, oh man, that's going to make me feel bad. No, it's going to make you feel good because Jesus will wear them forever, not as a shame, but as a sign, a badge of honor.
Hot spot. Access Skip's full teaching library at connectwithskip.com. And remember,
and he would gladly wear those and bear those forever as a reminder that what those wounds did is purchase you and bring you into God's kingdom.
Subscribe to the Skip Heitzig podcast on your mobile device. Finally, wow, the lamb will return as the lion.
In fact, it's those very wounds as a lamb that makes him qualified to come as a lion and rule and reign.
This is a fresh thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
It's like gravity. Oh, no, I know better. No, you don't, right? You will lose if it's a law of the universe. And the Sabbath is one of those things. It's like the tithe. You can't properly give a tithe. You return a tithe because God says the first and the best is mine. So when we talk about tithing, we say give your tithes. We should, right? We should say return the tithe. So bring the tithe and give offerings. Offerings are what happens above and beyond the tithe. We talked about how if you don't give it, you'll lose it somehow or another. Right? The washing machine that would have maybe gone on for another decade is going to go out. You get the flat tire, the frivolous lawsuit you never would have been in. Things that we don't give will end up losing. The universe has a certain grain to it. And when God tells us how his universe works, we can fight it. But in the end, we will lose. As Romans 2 verse 9 says, you go against the grain, you're going to get splinters.
For more pressure thoughts, go to levilusco.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Jim Williams in studio with Rob Thomas. He is the founder of the New Mexico Dream Center. Rob, there are dream centers in other places in the country. You don't have a direct affiliation with them, but I know you've visited a lot of them and your organization is modeled after that. Tell us about some of these other examples and other communities around the country and what they're doing.
Yeah, probably the most famous is the LA Dream Center and then the Phoenix Dream Center. Those two, come to mind, but I don't remember what the current number is. There's well over 250, I think, dream centers around the globe. You know, and the idea behind them is that they are meeting the needs of the people in the community that on a very tangible level, whether it's feeding the homeless or live-in discipleship programs. I think LA Dream Center has somewhere near a 90% success rate with their live-in discipleship program, where people come in off the streets and learn everything from ground up. They get rebuilt. Yeah. It's an amazing program. The problem is that I don't know of any of them that are really addressing the homeless minor issue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what was unique to us because, again, when we started the Dream Center, we were modeling the same way. And Shelley, our executive director, was a part of the New Mexico Human Trafficking Task Force. And, the idea was that, certainly somebody's doing something for minors in our community, because it's not an easy thing to navigate.
Right.
And so with CYFD and everyone, the idea was somebody's out there is doing something. So they brought everyone together. And what we discovered is that actually nobody was doing anything. They were just a forgotten group of people. Mm-hmm. And that's when Shelley came and said, we have to do something. Like not, hey, would it be nice if we could do something? It's like this was so urgent that, we couldn't go another day. This is somebody's son. This is somebody's daughter. And yes, I said son because sons are trafficked just as much as daughters are out there.
Yes.
And, they will use things like survival sex even. So survival sex is a term that most of us haven't heard, but you know, if I can get a food in my belly and a place, warm place to sleep that's not on the streets, sure, I will have sex with you to do that, is the idea.
And these are really young people. I mean, we're talking 10-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 16-year-olds. I mean, that's just devastating that they would have to do that type of thing in order to survive.
Exactly.
That someone wouldn't have the compassion to just take care of them.
Yeah.
At the same time, you're not talking about kids that we would perceive as being totally innocent. These kids have a lot of issues going on.
Absolutely.
So it's not easy to love them, because they've got things that they do and maybe some harshness to them, if you will. So, you know, the people working in your ministry, they are called, they are led, they are, and you need people like that to join you in that effort.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we're not going to pretend by any stretch of the imagination that these are the good kids.
Mm.
You know, these are not your, La Cueva High School kids for the most part. Mm. They're not that, although there can be.
Mm.
The problem is that these are kids that, we would tend to be, you know, call bad kids. But what we miss is that there's an environmental component to this at home. There's a reason that kid is like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's typically not them. It's not just because that's their bent. There is something else going on.
Mm.
And we miss that, but we label and we prejudge based on that and go, well, they're not good kids.
Sure.
So because they're not good kids, is this what they deserve? Are they getting what they, absolutely not. We have a responsibility to them.
Yes.
So.
Well, and a lot of us have learned because God's extended this to us. We all understand what grace is.
Absolutely.
We understand that He's given us what we do not deserve.
Yeah.
Which is His love and His care. And you want that extended to all of these kids as well, and people that join your organization, people that participate in your organization, people that support your organization, are a tool that God's going to use to extend grace to these folks and bring them back, build them up, help them live their dreams, and maybe get back on a path of dreams that's similar to what we think about.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm embarrassed to say I have a dream that, you know, tomorrow I'm going to be able to go home and make a steak and have the kids over and that type of thing. And I'm embarrassed that in some ways I'm neglecting the fact that these other folks don't even have anything to eat.
Right.
And we really need to be cognizant of that and think about it and pray about it.
I'm going to tell you, I've been in ministry settings, either on staff at a church or in some kind of ministry capacity for, gosh, 20 plus years now. More than that, maybe 30 years, where I'm, was a youth pastor for and working with youth for 18 of those years. And I'm going to tell you the greatest moment I've ever had in ministry across the board. It is the highlight. If I never have another experience, this is my highlight. And it comes from a kid we had coming into the drop-in center. His name's TJ. And, TJ, was a young kid who, his aunt introduced him to heroin when he was 12.
Mm.
Highly addicted. He would come in strung out. He would come in. I mean, he was all over the board and, had a speech impediment. He would come in every week and he'd been completely robbed of all his stuff. He would need all new stuff again. He was jumped, beat up. He was running from the gangs often. It was tough to see him. It was tough to send him back out on the streets. And, this one particular night, we were shutting down. He was walking out. I walked him to the door. And as he walked out the door, he stopped and he turned around completely unsolicited. And this is what it was. It was a moment that was completely I didn't ask for it. He turned, he looked right at us and he said, "I love you guys."
Mm.
And I tell you, Jim, it's just like, as a parent of three kids, I wanted to grab him and go, I can't send you out there again. Because it was like sending my kid out. Mm. Because when you get somebody who unsolicitedly gives that love and reciprocation,
mm-hmm.
it changes you on the inside. And you realize and recognize that what we're doing is having a profound impact even when we don't see it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great story. And I think about years ago, when Marty Chavez was the mayor of mm-hmm. Albuquerque, there's a park. used to have a big train in it just south of I-40.
Right.
I can't remember if it's on 1st or 2nd Street. But
3rd Street.
3rd Street.
Yep.
Nice little park right there. And a couple of churches in town would go feed homeless folks some breakfast.
Right.
What they actually try to do is feed them a hot meal, but then provide them some sandwiches and things for later in the day.
Right.
And a couple of the businesses around there complained about the fact that there were so many homeless people. There was easily 400 people
sure.
in this park on Saturday mornings. So the city's solution to that was to turn on the sprinklers.
Yeah.
So this happened this one particular day, and I just happened to think, you know, I've got one of those brains where, well, next week this isn't going to happen. And nobody knew what I meant. But all I did is I went down to the toy store, Toys R Us, and I bought about 20 little plastic buckets for $1.50 a piece.
Right.
And so I went around when we first got there, and I put these buckets on top of all of the sprinklers.
Yeah.
And, yeah, maybe they were mad at me, but none of us got wet, and everybody had a comfortable meal and had a little joy. But it was different to watch what happened after people ate. I was thinking mm-hmm. that I'd be able to observe them and I'd see where they go. And Rob, even to this day, it's still phenomenal to me because I still am involved in a couple of feeding programs and things. Folks kind of walk away and they disappear.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, they walk between a building and you'll try gone. To follow them and they're gone.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know where they went.
Yeah.
And I remember talking, a lot of us have a perception that a homeless person might be somebody that's sitting around all day and not doing anything, but a lot of folks are working in jobs and mm-hmm. they're trying to make ends meet and they're trying to get that apartment that you yep. mentioned earlier.
Yep.
So they're really fighting, but at the same time, and this is hard to understand, a lot of homeless folks do not want to go to a shelter or have anybody help them because they somehow feel obligated.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a dilemma. I mean, you can offer services, but you can't make them drink, so to speak.
Right. And unfortunately, oftentimes in the church, we obligate them to hear our message to receive services. And that's one of the things that they don't get at the Harbor. Mm-hmm. They're not obligated to, we don't preach at them. We don't preach to them. We just simply hang out with them and love them as they are and just talk with them.
But I'm sure you have plenty of opportunities.
God opens doors that would never open up. They ask questions that will blow you away. And the conversations are deeper and better.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you're in the right to be heard because yep. you're loving them and not expecting anything in return. And that's
exactly.
a powerful ministry. So one more segment with Rob Thomas with the New Mexico Dream Center. We thank you so much for staying with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
No matter what, your system is going to break.
Are you kidding me?
When it does, give Bosque Heating and Cooling a call.
Perfect.
That's 444-7200. Whatever it is, Bosque is just a call away. 444-7200. Yeah. That's their number, 444-7200, or visit www.ourhouseishot.com. That's www.ourhouseishot.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention military vets and current soldiers who served between 2002 to 2016. Have you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces? You may be entitled to compensation. 3M, the manufacturer of earplugs made for combat, recently paid the government $9.1 million to settle a False Claims Act case for knowingly selling these defective earplugs. If you or a loved one suffered hearing loss due to defective earplugs, call us now for a free case review. Call 800-590-4514. That's 800-590-4514.
A time to rejoice for the team at Ramos Real Estate. Elaine Ramos is celebrating 5 years as the qualifying broker at Ramos Real Estate and 13 years of serving the community with her professional real estate knowledge. In appreciation, she's offering a $500 client credit towards closing costs. And team member Eleanor Hutt at Waterstone Mortgage is offering an additional $500 towards closing costs for all sales through December 31st, 2019. Take advantage of this wonderful gift.
I am Elaine from Ramos Real Estate. I am so grateful and thank you.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
From the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford, Rob Thomas with the New Mexico Dream Center in studio with us this afternoon. Rob, You're always kind to spend an hour with us, and it goes really quickly, doesn't it?
It goes amazingly fast, but you guys are kind enough to have us here, so we thank you.
Rob, we're talking about the folks that are victimized by human sex trafficking, minor human sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the people that are perpetrating these issues upon people? Is there any laws protecting these young people from these people that are monsters?
Yeah, so a couple things with that. One, traffickers, especially minor traffickers, can come in forms that you would not expect, Jim. They can be family members, uncles, aunts, people, family, friends. They manipulate to gain control is what they do. And once they have control, they monopolize and use. And because oftentimes the perpetrators are known people, they go unpunished because it is a family friend or it is an aunt or an uncle, and they don't want to get them in trouble. Or in some cases, the trafficker is a boyfriend, supposedly, and they do it out of love. There's such a mental component to the control to this. Mm-hmm. So it's far different. And that's why it's so hard to bring them out, because there is a connection to them. You know, that whole Stockholm syndrome idea, really fits into this. The laws need to be strengthened. We need legislators to revisit that and work with us to talk about what actually needs to be done, because there have been multiple federal cases in New Mexico where the traffickers have walked for various reasons. And then the victims who have testified against them are now hiding in fear for their lives because they are being hunted to be eliminated.
Well, I know Hector Balderas has started, you know, considering issues. I know you're working with their office fairly closely to try to come up with some ways to prosecute these folks that are doing these evil things.
Yeah.
And I know you got a lot going on. So share with us in the few minutes we have left, where do you see the vision for the New Mexico Dream Center?
Well, let me kind of pull out to 50,000 feet for a second.
Okay.
Because, you know, we look at Albuquerque and we see the issues various forms, from the crime to the drug addiction. You know, drugs are fueling all of that kind of stuff. And homelessness is a big part of what our community is wrestling with. No one has any really great answers about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've got tiny villages that are being proposed and built that's a whole separate segment and whole separate thing. And here's the real thing. Someone who's been homeless for 30, 40 years is homeless by choice at that point in time, more so than they are by problematic. They want to be there, not because that's what they pick, but that's their life.
Maybe that's what they're used to.
They're so used to it that it's not going to change, right? So we're trying to putting bullets on band-aids on bullet holes, right?
Mm.
And with what we're dealing with the domestic minor sex trafficking and homeless minors, Jim, we actually change the landscape of homelessness in our community. We can do it by attrition, because a 16, 17, 22-year-old doesn't want to be homeless.
Yes.
They want a way out. They can be rehabilitated, and they can be brought back into society in a way that is productive and can be meaningful. And by doing what we're doing, we can actually long-term stem off homelessness instead of just continuing to put bullets on it. But I can tell you that the majority of the budgets, because it is optically more sound for our civic leaders to deal with the panhandler on the corner, is the budgets go there. They don't come to us because we're not seen as something that is viable, because it doesn't fix it immediately. But I would much rather perpetuate something that is long term, that we fix our community for the long haul, not the short term.
Yes.
Right? And if we can do that, we can actually shift and change. And if we can do it in a way where we allow God to do what he does best, how much more can we make God visible in this city?
Amen.
And so that's the bigger vision, is that we can change homelessness, but we have to do it from the source, not from the result.
Right. Well, it's a lot of work, and you've got a big vision, and I know God's going to work through you guys and energize you guys, and we hope that our listeners will come alongside you.
Yes.
And minister with you and serve with you. But I still can't get the vision out of my head of you walking down Wyoming with members of your staff, and you know the cartel members that are trafficking. They're in the business of generating money with these young people, and you're putting yourselves in harm's way by being there.
Yeah, absolutely. We do. But you know what? This is what we're called as believers, that for me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
Rob Thomas, thank you so much, Rob.
Thank you.
Rob with the New Mexico Dream Center. We'll be back tomorrow. I hope you'll join us on ABQ Connect. Have a good afternoon.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.